This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Some U.S. World War II veterans made a pilgrimage to France and received a hero's welcome before Thursday's D-Day anniversary, June 6, 1944, now 80 years since the largest seaborne invasion in history. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In Colleville-sur-Mer, people cheered as veterans in their 90s and 100s were pushed in wheelchairs down the street.
Oh, everything is fine today for a 98-year-old.
Charlie Brookings, one of a dwindling number who fought in the war.
Thank you, sir.
Some signed autographs. As those who lined the street not far from Normandy's revered shoreline gave their thanks to Ray Falk and other vets.
It was overwhelming.
The message from some veterans, don't forget what we did. America and its allies paid a giant price to keep the world free. I'm Sagar Magan.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday warned Russia could provide long-range weapons to others to strike Western targets elsewhere in the world in response to NATO allies allowing Ukraine to launch attacks on Russian territory. Putin also reaffirmed Moscow's readiness to use nuclear weapons if it sees a threat to its sovereignty. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu toured the country's northern border with Lebanon on Wednesday and said Israel was prepared for strong action in the north. Israeli towns near the border, many of which have been evacuated, have been a frequent target of rocket and drone launches from Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The rockets set off massive wildfires this week, burning swaths of land across northern